Hey, welcome to episode 315 of the On Deck TV podcast. Join us this week as we go over the fourth quarter. We're going to give you what we think is coming and what we think about it as we do over here at On Deck TV. Also, check out all the other shows on the podcast, but before you do that, on the network, go to patreon.com/realville and check out all the new content that we have over there. We got album reviews, amongst other things. There are different tiers you can join, so go over, explore, check it out, be a part of the Patreon club. Brand new Young Thug, brand new Little Brother review that just dropped. So all the shows on the network.
Full Sport Press Podcast, check out their latest episode, man. Episode 286, the 2019 NFL preview show. That's J-Hove, that is Big Jeff, that is Howeezy, doing their NFL thing, man, kicking the season off proper. Like, also check out Fresher Than Your Average Podcast, episode 52, man. Me and my dog J-Hove breaking down fashion at its finest. And let's not waste no more time, man. Let's get to this episode right now. Hey, what it do with the business is?
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Hey, man, it's your man Animal Brown checking in. Animal_Brown if you're looking for me on social media.
I am Spike Lou on the same social sites.
Man, producer M Extra, what's goody?
What's going on? It's your boy M Extra, MXTRA3 on all things social media. Yeah, dig.
Man, what y'all boys have up for the weekend, man?
Man, I got to go holler at the FSP guys. Shout out everybody on the home team. Full-fledged fantasy draft status. It's win mode now. Season's about to start. Shout out to DP. Probably one of the best fantasy drafts I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was legendary.
Yeah, so he's a beast, man. I think maybe he'll walk off with the trophy.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, that should be great.
Never. Shout out to the guys at FSP, man. I was in attendance as well. We all know I will be coming home with the trophy for this year's fantasy football.
Who'd you take with that first pick?
Man, Zeke. Oh my God!
You took Zeke your first pick.
11. Yes. I had the 11th pick. He fell to 11.
Oh, it don't matter. Yeah, nobody asked you what pick you had. Nobody asked you that.
It was a good pick.
No Eagles went in the first round, though. I'm sorry.
I don't think they ain't even went.
What you have on deck, bro?
I had a wedding. My cousin got married this past weekend. Shout out to Kyron Gabe with the beautiful nuptials at the St. Regis. It was a spectacular wedding. Mm. The sea bass was phenomenal. Yes, it was. Shout out to the open bar as well. then I went shot down to New Orleans for the rest of my Labor Day weekend. Had a wonderful time as well.
All right, man. Shout out to that.
Interesting.
Yes.
Let's get to this rap shit. We got a lot to talk about. Fourth quarter's around the corner. We've got to talk about some albums that we're looking forward to, some people who need to drop, and some people who might need to just sit this one out, all right? But before we get there, let's talk Travis Scott. His documentary, Look Mom, I Can Fly, hit Netflix last week. The documentary showcased Travis Scott's huge last year, including the making of his Astroworld album, performing at the Super Bowl, and becoming a dad. Fans of the Houston artist seem to be pleased with the product. My question is this must-see TV, this Travis Scott Netflix documentary?
Must-see TV is strong. I watched this after the Dave Chappelle stand-up, which may have been a mistake on my end. But I got about 20 minutes into it, and I realized that I didn't care for Travis Scott. And not a personal knock against him or anything. It's just like he's one of those weird people that there wasn't enough information in the documentary that I seen in the first 20 minutes. It was just like clips and stuff. There wasn't any like direct talking or interviews. So you really don't, in my opinion, or what I was looking for, get any insight into him. You just get him being followed around, being a fly on the wall, which is cool if you're interested in the person. And me personally, like, Travis Scott's a talented artist. He's great. I like what he do. Astroworld was arguably one of the best albums that came out in that year. I get the premise and what he was doing, but must-see TV, no. I was 20 minutes in, I was out. I ain't need to see it. He's just like too out of my box.
Yeah, the documentary is about an hour and a half, so you made it to about 15% of the documentary. So what you were looking for, if you just hung on for about 15% more, you would have got all of what you were looking
wasn't
for.
That interesting.
What makes this documentary so fire, because I did watch it all the way through, and it was super dope, tying in his whole Astroworld theme of the album with the Astroworld amusement park that was in Houston. They had old clips of him as a kid at Astroworld. mixing that in with current day when he actually threw a show where the park used to sit, him talking with the mayor, the creative process of the album, him being down about going 0 for 3 with the Grammys. It was dope seeing a person of his stature who's relatively like low-key. He posts a little bit. He doesn't really do interviews, kind of like you said. But seeing him in kind of like a candid view of his creative process, and like you see how meticulous he was with the making of his concert. Like he kind of snapped off, well, not really snapped off, but he was giving orders to his team about really small, specific things, real Kanye-like. And it was super dope. After watching this, I understood why people fuck with him so heavy, even though I had a little bit of an idea. People passing out at his shows, like he Michael Jackson and shit. That's a little bit of a stretch, but it does happen. And after I finished this, I said to myself, when I was talking to my boy Jay, shout out J-Hove, he was like, bro, dude is easily the biggest artist under 30, hip-hop-wise. And I said, there's no question. I may have questioned that before I saw this, but after that was done, I said, man, dude is, I don't even know who's second behind him. He's without question the biggest hip-hop star under 30. That was my takeaway from the documentary. That motherfucker was fire.
Yeah, if you guys go back and listen to our free agent episode, he was my top free agent pick.
Good pick
for everything that Animal Brown just emphasized.
How old is Travis Scott?
He's 28.
Yeah.
Okay. You gonna take a with sip, that mid drink, Trump, mid sentence. You gonna take a drink?
I mean,
Trump?
You asked the question, answered it. But with that being said, I have no interest in watching this documentary whatsoever. I mean,
he ain't an interesting.
Yeah,
person,
he's not an interesting guy at all to me. So it's nothing intriguing about Travis Scott to me. He's a little weird, but that's him. That's fine. I like his music. I don't like him enough to waste an hour and a half.
First of all,
waste an hour and a half.
Yeah, because it's not all about necessarily him, like, especially if you rock with the album.
You like the nostalgia of, you went to the show, right?
Yeah, the show was fucking amazing.
Like,
yeah.
I get what you're saying. Everything that he generated around it was dope. I'm not that interested in it. To second what you said, just not that interested to stand watch 30 minutes of him rehashing the hour and 30 minutes of him going back through that.
Right, it's like 15 rappers I can name I want to see a doc before Travis Scott.
Just because they're more interesting people.
Yeah, it's more interesting people. There's nothing about his personality that's interesting.
But the documentary is not about his personality, though.
To explain it a little bit, I was talking to a guy today who worked for Grand Hustle, and you know Travis Scott was with Grand Hustle in the beginning. He said Travis Scott was one of the only niggas that he's ever seen, and this is prone for the new generation now, but he's kind of older. So he said he the only nigga I ever seen that would make the beat, record himself, make like do the engineering, and then run in the booth and record, like doing all of it. And I say that to say that kind of makes you, it puts you in a box where you ain't working with a lot of people, so you can be weird, you can be meticulous that way because you're used to doing it for yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
But that doesn't make, it makes you kind of less interesting because you're used to being in your box so much. And that's what I'm saying as far as why I wouldn't interest
you. I mean, well, that particular work ethic is interesting to me.
The work ethic is dope. It's just like you're not used to being around people entertaining.
Yeah. I remember Tip saying how difficult it was to record with him. Like he would tell him something and he'll do it this way instead of that way. So
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Another artist that T.I. discovered. T.I. don't get his credit.
Yeah, Iggy Azalea. Boy. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Tip. I mean,
man, that was a great call.
Drake. Meek Mill.
Kanye. Really Kanye.
Yeah.
B.O.B.
B.O.B. Yeah. B.O.B. bro.
Flat Earth B.O.B.
B.O.B. Young Dro. Records. Stop. A lot of records.
Stop.
T.I.'s a legend. We
legend,
know this.
Man.
No, but this shit was fire again, especially if you're a fan of the album. Like showing his reaction when he first heard Drake's verse on Sicko Mode, that was super dope.
I saw that clip on the internet.
That shit was fire. Yeah. Showing his reaction when he heard the mixed version of No Bystanders, like all that stuff, like those were golden moments. Seeing him lose at the Grammys, like that's all intriguing stuff, even if you're not necessarily a fan of him personally.
He hopped around the kitchen.
Nah, it was the energy around it was different. Like
his homeboy was like, "Yeah, that's tight." Yeah, he just stop.
That's intriguing.
It's not like you read the headline.
It's intriguing if you're into
I saw the
him,
clip.
Bro.
Not really. Who says I'm into Travis Scott as a person? Bro, I don't know anything about him.
I don't care nothing about him losing the Grammy. Are you explaining all these like intimate moments that like no one's gonna care about on a grand scheme of things? Like, so I wanted to go tune in to see him explain how that felt.
A lot of people.
That's
care.
All I was saying. No, the people that watched it cared. The other people didn't. But no, I get it, though. Travis Scott is a star. I definitely 100% would agree with him being the biggest star under 30, even though 2 years is not a lot. He's right there looking at 30 in the face.
For sure.
But yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think that there's a bigger star under 30 in music. In music, I wouldn't.
In hip hop or music, period?
And music is for sure a big star.
Clearly.
Oh, well, excuse me, hip hop. Excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was a given. That's what we were talking about here was fucking hip hop, guys.
Be specific, guys. But that's something y'all need to watch, man. Y'all sit and watch a whole bunch of other bullshit. This right here was good shit. Nah, y'all watch a lot of bullshit.
Who a bigger star, Osaka or Travis Scott?
I don't know. I don't follow tennis like that.
You know?
Even though that match was fire, though. I was on it this weekend heavy, but I don't know nothing about it like that, though.
But you know how big of a star she is if you tuned in to watch her.
I just watched. I don't know. I don't even know who she was playing.
You just was going by. You was like, hey, there's a random tennis match on. You didn't know the girl or nothing around.
I can't speak on how big of a person is because I
watched
one
she's
match.
A big star. That was in the media. You watched it because of her.
Yeah, for sure.
So she's a big star.
But she's definitely a star. She's the number one ranked player in the world at the time.
Yeah, she just lost.
Moving on. ASAP Ferg, man. Let's take it to Harlem. ASAP Ferg revealed that he was originally on Rich the Kid's hit new Freezer that featured Kendrick Lamar. So why didn't we get him on the final version, you ask? Well, Ferg says blame Kendrick for that. K-Dot agreed to do the song only if he would be the only feature. So Rich the Kid made a business decision, cut Ferg and Made in Tokyo off the song and added Kendrick. Fair or foul, Kendrick kicking Ferg off the record.
Fair, 100%.
Oh, my
fair.
God. You gonna...
When you are when you have an artist of Kendrick's caliber that makes requests to an album, he may hear something that you didn't. What's his nigga name? Rich the Kid? What's his guy's name?
Yeah, that's, I'll get to that.
So with that being said, if Kendrick comes in and say, hey, this is dope, but it'd be better if it was just me and you on it, of course I'm kicking everybody else off the song because Kendrick is a top three star in the game just for the look alone. Should Ferg be hot? No. He didn't sound like he was hot either, explaining.
He did.
He sounded like he knows the game. He knows the deal. And the fact it's Kendrick Lamar. Like, it would have had to be Kendrick Lamar to kick ASAP Ferg off a song. Ferg is a pretty big star himself. Yep. So with all of that being said, if Rich the Kid, you coming to me telling me, if I'm Rich the Kid and you're coming to me and you're telling me, hey, if we do this to this song, it'll go up. I'm going to make sure it goes up. Then, yes, everybody's out. Bye. See you later. Holler at me when the check come. Boom.
Yeah. What do you think? Kendrick saying he wants to be the only person on the song is yet another example of him running from smoke. He's been running from J. Cole smoke. He's been running from Big Sean smoke.
J. Cole was on the song?
And now he's running from ASAP Ferg smoke. Kendrick doesn't want to get on the song with anybody. He's afraid of any and everybody that can have with above average mediocre rap skills. Mm. He'll get on here with Rich the Kid. He wasn't afraid to do that. But he didn't want to get on here with ASAP Ferg in fear of having an inferior verse. Mm. Kendrick is killing me with this shit right now, dude.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I do. He's shook.
Y'all don't understand.
He need to stop that shit, bro.
I just want to give a shout out to Rich the Kid's manager, because how the hell Rich the Kid get Kendrick Lamar on the first
song? Interscope. That's Interscope.
Plug Off was probably one of the biggest songs last year.
2 years.
Whenever it came out.
Yeah.
Probably when this was recorded.
It's the Interscope plug.
Two years ago.
Rich the Kid is trash. Super trash.
Nah, he's trash.
You won't get any argument for me on that. Dodging the smoke, like, it comes to a point where, like, who Kendrick throwing check balls to? Like, hey, there's no one that he feels like challenging him, so I ain't going 16 with these niggas after I done dropped control on them, and literally no one has rebounded from
his favorite. No one's rebounded.
That was 4 years ago. Niggas still got crushed by that. Nah, I ain't
got
rapping
crushed
with
by
y'all
it?
Niggas. Fuck no. I'm not rapping with niggas that's in Calabasas thinking life is sweet. I'm not rapping with y'all niggas until y'all prove that y'all can take this smoke.
But you'll rap with Kendrick, Rich the Kid.
Cole. Yes, I get these little niggas hits. Try to get some niggas up on my level.
So Cole and Drake.
Big Sean, you go do your freestyles. All of y'all niggas. Kendrick will eat these niggas.
Oh, shit. Okay. He's so scared to get up with niggas, bro.
He's so scared of Cole. I don't know what's going on, man.
He already put up his 81. He did his control verse, man. He did his Kobe.
They went from possibly having a collab project to he can't even hop on a song with nobody now.
Yeah, man.
Now it's only me. Fuck out of here,
but
dude.
All jokes aside, are y'all not waiting on the Kendrick project, though?
We'll talk about
that. As a rap fan. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what he's doing. He's just creating that appetite.
I mean, but this is 2 years. This is not.
Yeah, this is
two years ago.
Okay, so y'all waiting. Y'all still waiting on the Kendrick project,
The album came out
nigga?
After this.
What?
Well, Black Panther.
Yeah, he wasn't no
Kendrick. Not no Kendrick song.
That was just, you know.
Quit running from smoke, Kendrick. Jesus, it's getting sad at this point. Now you don't want you don't want the Ferg smoke. Who's next?
Y'all niggas gonna be in the next control verse.
Yeah, put me on there.
Man, let's take it down south, man. Lil Baby. Now, 2 Chainz took to IG to shine some light on Lil Baby, thanking him for recovering a lost or stolen hard drive. Now, this isn't the first time Lil Baby has come to the rescue. Last year, QC CEO P said he would drop 20K for the return of two stolen hard drives, and they popped up in Baby's hands again. Now, we talk a lot about artists and should they leave the hood or shouldn't they. Are we underrating having hood connects after you've blown up?
Very much so. Because you're able to be able, you're able to get stuff done like this, and then the lure grows, and you're able to move freely in other cities because people have heard of, have heard or know what you can do. Not even just on any street shit, just on a business sense. We always talk about, like you said, people getting out of their hometowns, and then my argument to that is being able to move, knowing how to move. I think Lil Baby is a testament of young Atlanta. Like, that no one looks at him, at least that I've known, and I'm slick washed, but there may be some Lil Baby haters out there. But for the most part, I always see him getting love.
For sure.
And I think it's because he puts back, he gives love. I just seen an article with him in West End Mall at American Deli. Like, niggas ain't doing that.
You was in West End American
Deli? I just seen an article. Listen. I just seen him in the magazine when he was the dude at American Deli, the little dude, that Indian dude was like dapping him up or whatnot. Yeah. And I say all that to say, like, he represents Atlanta to the T. And when you're able to do that, you can move without things happening to you. Just because you know how it is, you respect what's going on.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is definitely underrated.
Yeah, the question being, are we underrating having hood connects after you've blown up? I don't think we are. I think it's properly rated. Okay. In situations like this, it comes in handy. You know what I mean? Like, you're close enough to be able to make a phone call or two. You're a degree or two away from recovering some unheard 2 Chainz music, you know, probably a new album, probably a new project on there. If I'm not mistaken, I think a Lil Yachty stuff was on that Q.
Last year,
yeah, that QC on P joint.
Quality Control,
the tape.
Collab, yeah. I think that's what was on there.
Ah, shit. Well, if one of them may have been like, I don't know, one of them niggas' albums. If that was Yachty's album, then I'm kind of hottie baby for recovering that. We don't need to hear that shit. All
right,
but shout out to Baby though, man. But I'm gonna be real. Conspiracy theory time.
You think he did it?
What if he had these taken just so he could come and say he saved the day?
Yeah, he can feed the hood that way, huh?
You see what I'm saying? Because you get them 20 bands. That'll work. Hey, take inside this Bentley when it pull up. He on the way to Quick Sec.
Sweet lick.
All in the game.
You feel me? It's a win-win.
I ain't even gonna lie. I feel like if 2 Chainz and P figured it out and knew that, they wouldn't even be mad. They're respected. Because if anything,
that's a hustle.
And this ain't a knock, it's just like a respect for it. If anything is some Atlanta shit, that right there is some Atlanta shit right there. That's some Atlanta shit all day long. Yep. Yeah, I got you, bro. Give me 20 racks. I tell you, I promise I know who found it. Where it's at.
And make sure, can you confirm whether or not this is some Atlanta shit or not?
I'm not gonna say that's just a hustler shit, man. It's all across the country in any urban area.
But just on a smaller scale everywhere else. In Atlanta, this one they still in hard drives.
It's more of us. That's why.
Yeah, that's true. Are we underrated in having hood connects after you've blown up is the question though.
Oh, I mean, it can't be underrated. It can't be understated or underrated. You need it if you are about that in which you rap about. Mm. So yeah, it's definitely important.
So it's more about the content of the artist. Like,
yeah.
Nah.
Can a Nick Cannon have some hook in it?
Yeah, I was going to say MC Hammer got plenty of hood respect.
Well, no. Well, that's on different. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I'm just saying in this particular case. But yeah, I mean, if you're an artist of the people, period, it's great.
People fuck with you.
Fuck with you.
Who is not an artist of the people? What does that mean, though?
As long as you don't partner with the NFL, you good.
Yeah, a lot of people, some people don't get the same love after they blow up.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people can go back to their hood and do certain things. But, like, Future was just at, you know, what was it, Zone 6 Data a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just different things. Like, if you go back to your hood like Cole does and does this drive or whatever, it's certain artists can't do that.
Yeah, you got to show some respect.
You got to show
some type of respect as far as not thinking you too big to be able to get touched in these places, but still at the same time moving like you are a celebrity. I'm not like everybody else around here. And with that, like, there's very few people that could pull that off with somebody not looking at you and calling you Hollywood. So a nigga like Lil Baby, a nigga like T.I., like them niggas, I feel like doing the American Deli and letting people know that you still have some idea of what's going on. People respect it. Even with the J. Cole and the 2014 thing. Like, if people feel like you got an idea of what's going on in the streets, to put it in the business sense. If you can tell somebody what a gallon of milk costs,
you ain't
so far up in the high rises that you don't know about that, then people gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So you gotta be able to keep that in.
Does somebody like Lil Baby need security?
Tough.
Okay. So that so where's the line though?
Huh?
He say he don't have no security.
Mm-hmm. But you would recommend he has.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I've seen him on his documentary. He hanging out at the car wash. Like, and them, true, granted, them just his homeboys, but you'll never know who gonna pull up.
Yeah.
It's right here in Atlanta on Front Street.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would recommend at least just one dude with you. You know what I mean? that's just so he can shoot the nigga and you ain't got to.
Yeah.
Like, to be for real. That's just so, like,
I ain't got to shoot the nigga,
but he damn sure gonna shoot you.
Never make the news again, my man, to shoot you.
That's what Nick Cannon said. He has security, but he doesn't have big burly 6'12".
I just need a nigga. He good just got gun. Yeah, I don't even really want my security fighting.
I want my security to be inconspicuous. Really, I agree with that. Nigga. Hey, yeah. You don't even know he coming.
You ran up, bow.
You don't even know this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I want brother Muzan.
He got a suit on.
Or a nigga looking like Duncan Penderhughes. You ain't even gonna know he there. He just gonna pop, pop.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Before we get to this music break, let's talk Lupe. When last time we said that?
Lupe, one of the greatest MCs ever touched the mic.
Man, we ain't talking about Lupe all year.
Yeah, no MC won't smoke with Lupe. That
weird slave ship album.
Yeah. True. It's creative. Don't know. I bet your favorite MC don't want it.
That's what we're calling it now.
Kendrick don't
we're
want it with Lupe.
Boring creative.
Kendrick don't want it with
Lupe. Lupe washing Kendrick.
Lupe will wash.
He'll wash him.
He'll
wash Drake too.
Facts.
Who's going to listen? Relax. Who's going to listen to him washing anything?
I mean, any rap fan, if you're a fan of rap, you're going to listen.
He not watching Drake.
Y'all pick popularity when it's convenient.
I do. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I just know he won't watch. Watch it. But he may, but if a tree falls in the woods, is anybody here? No one's around. No one's going to listen.
Man, he's in the news for something completely different from rap. Mm. Now, you may have heard of a news story in Mexico where cocaine was legalized for two individuals.
Surprise.
Now, Lupe posted the news story along with the caption that highlighted some of the benefits of cocaine, for those of you who didn't know.
Yeah, they do have medical benefits.
He then ended his caption saying, quote, "This makes me happy for various reasons. Most people who won't understand, so I'll keep the reasons to myself." Are you on board with Lupe in this situation?
Am I on board with what he put out there as far as the content saying this could be good medically? Yes. What I'm not on board with is him not elaborating and missing, I feel like, the boat again. Like you were just saying, Lupe is a dope-ass MC. But instead of leaning into it and taking this opportunity to be in the spotlight now because long-form controversial conversations are in. See Joe Budden and other rappers, T.I. from the start of podcast. We just wrote it. DJ Paul starting the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, if anybody could excel in this lane talking about weird, like, I wonder if he started a podcast, what is it going to be about? Like, Lupe is that dude.
Yeah.
Like, dude, talking about shit like this, talking about what he was talking about in his album, like, he could be the one that would do it. And I feel like he would do it well. But instead, the nigga at the end put, "But I ain't gonna say nothing about it." Like, what? What else are niggas listening to you do? Ain't nobody listening to you rap, bro.
No.
So, like, go ahead and put it. Like, I feel like he could put his eggs in his basket and be a very entertaining post rap artist. But instead, I just want to show y'all how smart I am. Then I'm gonna run back in the closet and hide from everybody and put out some weird ass album next year.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
I couldn't agree more. I fuck with Lupe. I think he's super dope. I think he's had an underrated career up until this point.
Very.
Because of shit like this.
Yeah.
Like, bro, Lupe's an out-of-the-box thinking type dude. A lot of the things that he comes up out with and says is met with kind of mixed reviews. But that's some of the thought-provoking shit that I feel like people use through this gap.
People love long format shit like that nowadays.
I agree. And he would be perfect for something like that. Man. I don't know about anything about the medical benefits of cocaine. I don't know about any benefit of cocaine.
You listened to him in there. Did you read it?
Yeah,
I seen what he said.
Numbing agent before surgeries and they use it for different dental stuff. I didn't know that before I read that. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't know if I believe it.
Cocaine had any medical benefits. Keeping you up.
Well, I mean, obviously the news tells you differently.
Propaganda.
I've never seen the news. What you mean the news tells you?
I mean, because of the case, what he's referring to is because of the positive effects. That's why it was legal in those two cases.
I don't think positive. I just think they're useful. Like they're tools.
For those two people.
For those two people.
Yes.
And I have never used cocaine, so I wouldn't know. Put that disclaimer out there.
Shout out to Snowfall.
Yeah, but with that being said, like, I just... There's so much opportunity that he left right there.
And, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're not gonna make music, then bro, like, it's time to pivot to another lane, and this would be perfect. Wide open,
like, especially if you're interested in this nigga into like samurai, like karate, swords and shit. Like, he could have a whole different fan base of like on some Joe Rogan shit, dude. Yep. And nobody would be surprised because it's Lupe. Like, he been doing this, and it's not out of his box.
If Lupe had a Joe Rogan type,
man, listen, that should be hard. Though.
I would listen.
That'll be hard. Man, 2.5 hour week, long joint.
Him just talking about, man, come on, bro. Send me my check, Lupe. Need that. Yeah. Start that tomorrow. I got you.
Because he will not be talked about in this fourth quarter discussion because music from him.
Now, look, now turn it on the other end and be like, that new Lupe coming out? It's crickets. Crickets.
I'm going to tell you what that remind me of.
I'll be looking forward to it.
I don't believe that.
I do.
And this is no disrespect, but it's the same like with a David Bell. If you showed me a new album, if he showed me the God
David
Box.
Banner doesn't have the talent that Lupe has.
I agree, but I'm just giving an example of somebody who needs to stay in another lane as opposed to giving me the God Box, too.
Hey, man, David Banner, my boy.
I fuck with him heavy.
David Banner was never a good rapper.
He was on this thing where this, what's the last, the God Box album?
Yeah.
He said that was like the greatest rap album ever.
Yeah, he true.
And that gets you out of the before you even listen to it, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, come on, bro. Like, at least be real with me and be like, I wanted to put some promos, some gear out there. I'm on the lecture thing. I still want to do the music. Kind of fun, the lecture thing. Or however it may be, or whatever you're still doing music for. But don't tell me it's the best rap album ever.
I ain't never heard David Banner verse and be like,
I don't believe it.
Well, hold on.
Cadillacs on 22.
Let's not do him like any kind of way.
He ain't like.
He's not terrible.
Like nigga. Okay, okay.
No, he's not terrible. But I never.
That's fair.
I never.
That's fair. He's not like, terrible.
You know, when Lupe drop a verse, rap heads want to hear the verse.
Lupe is great. I don't want to hear his albums.
Like, David Banner drop a verse, it has to accompany a song. Like, people want to hear a song.
Yeah, I don't want to talk. That's my guy, but I don't want
to
hear
him. I listen to him talk for 2 hours.
Lupe, my guy, I don't want to hear his music anymore, bro. Like, I'm good. I think he's giving me enough. I'm cool. I can run
that's
back.
That's true. I mean, but a lot of people would like to hear Lupe for real.
Once you make a whole album, what was it? This last was the double album, right?
The Dragos album?
That was.
Yeah, how have you pronounced that shit? Dragos Light or something?
I get to the point where I ain't got nothing to rap about and I'm rapping about, like, the slave trade and the perspective of, like, different people on a boat. Nah, bro, I'm out.
Lupe's gave us two classic albums, though.
That's cool.
He gave us one classic album for
two.
Sure.
The Cool and Food and Liquor, both classics.
The Cool had Superstar.
Shout out to Dame. He know. Yeah. We talked about this.
The Cool had Superstar on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was bang.
He gave us 1.5. New music break, man. What we got?
Speaking of T.I., this is Grand Hustle artist Trans Lee with Make Me Better. Shout out to Trains League.
Let's hear it. This already a classic. You embarrassed already. The flow is breaking the levy. The motor is shaking the Chevy. Reality fucking you over. The op ain't taking a vacay. You gotta be all about your business and stop doing the hey. Checks is balancing. My label ain't gambling. You gotta get off the block. You making it hot. Jeez. My mama went up to heaven and saved me a slot. Please. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not. But you gotta drop shit till you hot. You gotta fail your way to the top. It's a lesson whenever you fly, but it's a blessing whenever you lost. You gotta spend money to floss, or you gotta spend money to win. Or I want some big money to lend, and I'ma go flip something again. When I walk light, talk light. Show money if my spirit ain't feeling it. I ain't going for it. Man, we are back. That was Trans Lee. Grand Hustle's on. Still, it's crazy. How you feel about that record, though?
I went mad at that. That's about what I expect from what I remember of Young Trans Lee. So hopefully a project or something's coming.
Yeah, he just dropped another thing, I think, too. So hopefully something is coming.
I'd be lying if I said I was looking forward to a project, even though that's a cool little song, though. It's a cute song.
I like Trans Lee, though. Trans Lee, he's a entertaining rapper.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. And he got balls. But I don't believe he's on
bars,
Grand Hustle.
Sure.
Y'all have fun with that.
I didn't know he was on Grand Hustle.
Yeah, he's on
found a lot of
Digital Native Culture and Grand Hustle. Yeah.
Digital DNC.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
But shout out to them.
Now you have.
Shout out to Trans Lee, man. But yeah, I don't know about that. That song was cool.
Yeah, keep it up, boy. That's a hot record. I like it.
It's all right. All right, man. Now, you know what time of the season it is, man. It's the time rappers like to come through and Mike Jordan it. Fourth quarter is around the corner. It's a lot of times when the big dogs drop. You know what I'm saying? These last couple of months of the year. Summer is coming to a close soon, even though it's still hot. It's hot as fuck. Still.
Man, it was too hot today, man.
Jesus.
What the hell?
I don't know what the hell going on. But
fall starts September 23rd, hopefully. Let's keep it.
So we've got fall around the corner. We've got the fourth quarter. We've got a couple of artists that we're looking forward to dropping. Maybe some that we feel like need to sit it out. Is there an artist or an album that you're looking forward to either rumored or confirmed, either one.
First on my list, the rumors are out now. It was posted in the group chat today. Some of the merch, early merch, a vinyl and a cassette tape.
Mm.
There's a bet on the line.
Yes, sir.
Within Realville group chat. I'm waiting on that Pusha T, man. I can't wait to get an uninterrupted album with a mad genius fucking shit up Kanye West and get a straight project that he was working on prior to having to do the seven-track thing that he did to cater to what Kanye wanted to do. I can't wait to hear the album that he wanted to work on with Pharrell, with some Kanye sprinkled in there, and geared more towards what Pusha T was about to put out before the Daytona came. Not that Daytona was a bad album, but right. I would like to hear where he was creatively and that being continuing to flourish. Also, I think that he's a little bit hotter. Well, he's a lot hotter than when he started working on this, so I think that's going to affect the bars. If we can tell by the last couple features that he has, he's been murdering shit.
He's been killing shit all year.
So I'm really excited to see how this album sounds and who's going to be on there, what's it going to be like coming off of his most popular career in history.
Yeah. The allegedly it's supposed to be Daytona 2. That's a tentative title.
That's, don't do that.
Yeah, tentatively. You never know. That shit could change. Because remember, that was supposed to be King Push last year, and then they changed the name to Daytona at the last second. So you never know with Push and good music and shit. And then also, this was supposed to be the all Pharrell joint, but then the first couple of singles. And
yeah, that ain't. Who is that on them singles?
That's Kanye.
Yeah, but it sounds a lot like Pharrell.
I know, it does. It don't sound like Ye.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one we're going to get. I would like a mix.
Yeah,
he's got a rare cheat code where he's got Pharrell and Kanye on the jack. Yeah, people would die for that.
Man, listen.
So I want a mix. Let me see what they both sound at. Yeah. What if they both worked on a record? That should be crazy.
That would be phenomenal.
That'll get the meter running. If he has a Pharrell and Ye produced song.
Yeah, if there ever was a fourth quarter record, that's it.
Oh, my God.
I got Pharrell and Ye on the beat, and I got Swiss talking shit coming in. Like, what more do you want from me? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you got to do to compete with it.
Huh? Co-executive produced by Kanye and Pharrell, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's what you need to compete with Aubrey in the fourth quarter, to be honest with you. You need all, like, everything clicking up like this. So
that won't matter against Drake, though,
unless you're Jermaine Cole.
It won't matter against Drake.
Absolutely
unless
not.
You're Jermaine Cole. Or Kendrick Lamar.
So you do think we're getting that this year?
Yes, I do think that's coming out. I'm scared to commit to it because
shout out to J-Hope.
He pump fake a lot.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Because he pump fakes a lot. And if it probably wasn't for Kanye going mad and wanting to drop them joints back to back to back, ain't no telling when we would have got that King Push.
True.
So I hope it's not a pump fake, but I think it's coming.
Y'all like the Lauryn Hill song?
Okay. It grew on me.
Maybe I need to run
better.
It back.
I like it better than the Cash Doll song.
Oh, that Cash Doll song ride though.
He off of two now.
He kind
of
chump Cash Doll, really. Like, she got, a six on her?
Yeah, it was
a four?
She was happy for her placement.
Is that a bridge? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, at least. But I know she ain't going there and record no bridge.
When you hearing Daytona 2 around the corner, you won't push it to your Cash Doll? Like, come on.
Well,
that was why they was throwaways. That was it. The loses.
I mean, I like the record. I don't think he's going to give us the same as Daytona. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't even think he's going to call that.
With the same name. Don't do that.
I don't think he's going to do that.
But this the season, though. Like, hoodie, when you think hoodie weather, hoodie music, I would think Pusha T.
Yeah, and then it got like that one charcuteries in the middle of it. It stopped. He explains that shit hard.
That was fire.
That was tough.
Because did y'all know what charcuteries were? I'm sure you did. Of course.
Of course you did.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I'm going to talk about an artist that I'm looking forward to. He's been on a little bit of a promo run lately.
Travis Scott.
No. Even though he said he's working on new music too, though. Shout out to Made in America Festival. I got to catch a little
bit
of it.
Keep it in 2020.
but DaBaby has been out right now capitalizing off a huge year.
Huge.
XXL freshman class. He had the project earlier this year with the Suge singles that took off.
Huge.
His album, Kirk, is what it's called. Hmm. And he's saying it's going to have Chance on there, unfortunately.
That's fucking, wow.
That's fucking me up. You didn't have to do the trade-off, DaBaby. You ain't got to do that.
You
could have jumped on Chance's shit and been like, hey, Chance probably like, hey, bro, can I hop on your shit? Pause. And he should have been like, nah, I'm good.
Chance might be bigger than Travis Scott.
That's actually he is bigger than Trey.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Now that you mention him, now that I'm thinking about it, under 30.
People fucking show unless it's because the music is so
people
trash.
People went past.
That's the only reason a nigga would pass out at Chance Rapper
passing
show,
out
man.
Of Prince
I gotta
shows
cut the passing
though,
out of shows.
That's what he was doing. If you'd have watched the documentary, you'd have seen it.
Oh, I saw 16-year-old Billy pass right out at the
fuck was this nigga ain't never been out of fucking Bucksnort, Indiana. Passing out because he seen black people. Like,
man,
I'm not impressed, dude. He was probably scared. Yeah. He probably fainted from fear, dude.
Have you seen Travis Scott?
Right.
He was like, oh.
No, stop. But yeah, the baby's got Chance, got Migos, working on a couple. He said a couple of big name artists. Whatever that means, we don't
know.
That's
what they always say.
That's true. They do. Possibly a Cole.
I'm sure he's going to have Megan on there.
He should. They chemistry. Yeah, they working right now. Her Cash Hit record, that shit going up still.
Yeah.
He was at, I think he made an appearance at Made in America. Don't quote me on that. He did?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So his year has been crazy.
I think with Lizzo and Megan.
Yeah, he was at Dancing on
Lizzo.
Because
he on Lizzo Remix.
Yeah.
So that's a, which is a huge record.
And it's called The Baby Remix. That's big.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, I called him. This time last year.
Lizzo might be a bigger star than Travis Scott.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Since we're talking about
she's a bigger
it.
Star.
Oh, my God. That was Animal Brown, folks. Jesus.
As a fellow Husky person,
Christ.
I can say that. Now.
Shout out to Lizzo. She got a number one record right now.
She dethroned Lil Nas X.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Big boy record.
I like her style, her energy. She got good energy.
So, man, that DaBaby album is going to be fire. The project he came out with earlier, Baby on Baby, was
y'all
cooking. This shit gonna be big boy shit. Hell no.
What are you talking about?
And I think he's underrated of how good of a lyricist he actually is.
He needs to switch his flow.
He can rap.
Like, I need some variety. I want to hear the
he gave
album
you that,
too.
Though.
On what?
On that Cole record, he rapped totally differently than the
that's
other rapper.
Okay, that was once.
Yeah.
I just need him to do that more often.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do want to hear an album. I don't want it to be confused. I'm not waiting on his album. But I just want him to mix. I want to see, actually, what it's going to be like with him having to talk about different subjects and
that's
actually
fair.
Doing an album.
Well, since you mentioned that, what does Lil Baby talk about?
Nothing.
Don't matter.
Nothing.
Got the streets.
Not
nigga.
A damn
talk
thing.
About the streets, nigga. Preaching to the
I would
streets.
Love to see him
nigga,
switch
preach
it up.
Preaching to the streets.
I would love to see him switch it up.
Can I talk about an album that's about to come out that I am not looking forward to, even though we know that it's on the way now?
Is it more Chance Hate?
No. Thank God he's not dropping anytime soon.
Is it Kanye's gospel album?
My boy Ye is back.
You said you're not looking forward to it?
Yeah, well, listen, man. He
you
put the track listing out.
Finally coming around, dude.
Kim put the track listing out.
Kim put it out.
Then the name came
that's
out.
Nasty.
What is it? Jesus is King or something of that nature?
No clue. All
bro,
this shit blocked off my social media.
Bro. Listen, guys.
Yes, we need it, man.
If y'all know me, y'all know my top five worst genres of music.
No, we don't.
Gospel is one of them. Yeah. Somewhere between 5 and 1.
Don't know how you have a black wife.
I don't need a Kanye West gospel album. He has been undefeated up until this point. I'm calling it now. He just took his first L.
That gospel stuff is rocking, man.
Stop.
Snoop
bro.
Had a banging gospel.
The fuck out of here.
I ain't
I'm sorry you don't like gospel music. You grew up in the church.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yes.
No,
I know you did not.
Yeah, I did. I didn't grow up in the choir,
you
but I grew up in the church.
Nigga, you went. Growing up in the church and participating and being in the church is
it's the same thing.
No, it's not. You went.
So you don't like any gospel music?
He probably went to church on Saturdays. Did you not go to this nigga probably went to church on Saturdays? Nigga went to church on Saturdays, dude. He ain't even no real. Like, you can't even listen to him about gospel.
Regardless,
music.
If I went Sunday through Saturday, I do not need Kanye West rapping about a gospel album. That's
but you was
100%
crazy. You was
what
going crazy about the Coachella stuff, though.
Yeah,
right?
The Sunday Sunday stuff.
The Sunday
was
service
the
was
Sunday
dope.
Sunday service, right?
I like the remix of the hit records and stuff. And
but see, this is what you get when you get an artist flailing in the middle of his career and
goodness.
Not knowing what to do, won't beef with Drake because Drake's hot and he feel like in his lane. Oh, everybody likes his Sunday service shit. Oh, let me double down and put an album out. Like,
if
no.
People like it.
But niggas want Kanye West back, dude. We don't want the preacher. We don't want the rock star. We don't want the fashion dude. We want fucking Kanye West back, dude.
People
we
like
through the wire, dude.
A lot of people like this.
That's fine, but we still want him back. And I feel like that's where we are. Everybody's coming
can't
to that.
Can't pigeonhole an artist.
Hold on.
No, I ain't trying to pigeonhole him. It's fine for him to go out and succeed and do those other things. But at some point, come back, bro.
Let me be
just
clear.
Just come back.
I need clarity. You're looking forward to this?
I'm not mad at it. I would definitely listen to it.
Of course you would.
The Sunday service is rocking.
I like Sunday service. I just don't need a whole album.
I like gospel music. I have a gospel playlist. So
Yeah. On a Donnie McClurkin.
Did you like download it like it was already done? Or you
I made my own.
That's crazy.
Ain't no way in the hell.
I don't know 10 gospel songs.
Y'all are heathens.
I don't know 3.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was being generous with 10. I may know, like, I know the Mahalia Jackson one.
Oh my God, Mahalia Jackson.
The fuck?
Jesus.
I just know that because it was an Imitation of Life.
So yeah, I'm good on that, yay.
Sunday service, man. I'm here for it, man.
Nah, that's a skip. Nah. I might not even listen to it, I'm be real.
I can't believe y'all don't know gospel music. You only know, you don't know 10 gospel songs?
Absolutely not.
I don't know 5.
I know Silver and Gold.
Oh my God.
Whatever Mahalia
y'all
Jackson.
Y'all know Take Me to the King?
I have no idea what that is. Wow. Whatever Mahalia Jackson was singing.
Mahalia Jackson is 100 years old. What are you talking about?
I thought she was the greatest gospel singer ever.
Yes, if you were 68.
That's the extent of my gospel knowledge.
Shout out to R.I.P. Mahalia Jackson. Jesus.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She can sing her ass off, though. But back to these hip-hop albums.
Yeah, give me one more that you're looking for.
Looking forward to, even though I'm adamant in my doesn't want to smoke with Kendrick stance with this guy, did look at the freestyle. Absolutely slaughtered.
On Flex?
Yes, Big Sean.
Yeah, he ripped it.
Thanks for stepping on the headline there.
For sure.
Building up to it.
Yeah, but, killed that.
Yeah, he absolutely murdered Flex headline. I mean, excuse me, Flex freestyle.
Yeah.
And I think Big Sean is in mode. I hope he ain't in yoga mode, though. I do hope he's in beast mode. I hope he's willing to take on some challenges, ask for a little smoke, throw some jabs at some people. I just want Sean to solidify himself as a top-tier MC with this album. I think he has the opportunity to do so. He's been away long enough now, so people have started to miss him. We know he can make hits. He got hits in the repertoire. Now I would like to see him come out and just solidify himself as a rapping-ass nigga that people can't fuck with.
Yeah, if you're looking for him to start address smoke on here, you can cancel it.
I ain't saying address it. Man, just like your boy Aubrey does, very indirectly, subtle, but at least like Jay did it for years.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm speaking of that. I ain't saying him coming at Kendrick head or no shit like that. I don't expect
that. Yeah, because he's not going to do that.
Yeah, he bit off.
I'm definitely looking forward to that, though.
Pause.
That shit is going to be. And I like what he's been putting out too, though. I like the Janae record. I like a Janae.
It's Janae.
I like the Janae record. Now that single again, banging.
Single again is hard.
Slow. That shit banging. I ain't like it at first, but it's banging though with the Carl Thomas and that shit. That shit hard. And I like the record with Ferg. You know that record some look cool. It's not all that, but it's a cool record. And so I'm definitely looking forward to him. He should be dropping probably any week now, bro. Like we'll get that alert on our shit.
Yeah, I like the overtime record that he had.
That shit was hard too. Yeah. And he murdered that freestyle too.
So
yeah,
disclaimer here.
Oh shit,
for everybody, we're not good music affiliated because all of these have been good music.
Except the baby, yeah.
Yeah, except the baby. So they maybe, is this the second phase that they roll out like they did last year, maybe?
Possibly.
Yeah, because like Sean was missing from it. So yeah,
because Sean
is definitely coming.
So now you get Sean, Pusha T, Kanye, all of those are rumored with albums right about now. Mm-hmm. And Teyana Taylor.
Mm. So. Yeah, we'll see. Give me one more. You got one more?
Yes, I do. Even though we may not necessarily need this because he's actually proved himself over the last 2 years, but I'd be interested to see.
Easy for you to say.
What an album from the top looks like, not with niggas underestimating you, not putting a theme behind it, but for niggas actually considering you the best rapper right now. And I'm speaking of J. Cole. And I'm speaking of the fall off. I'm speaking of him being able to, hey, I prove myself on these features. Told y'all niggas I was the best. If I am better than Kendrick, if I am better than Drake, if I am better than Sean, I want to prove it on this album, however that's doing, because he's maxed out. Like, he's put stellar verses out there. He did his thing with the Team album, got a dope-ass album with KOD. So I'm not sure how you solidify that number one spot with the next album, but I'd love to see what he would do, because I know J. Cole is creative enough to separate himself from a Drake, from a Kendrick, from a Sean with this next album, now that people are actually considering him a slight favorite in being number one.
Yeah, he's on the incline for sure still. He's in his prime.
And that's hard to say where he's been and where he's going.
I'm the greatest right now.
That's all right. I ain't knocking.
I know that Cole is on your list. What are you expecting from that Cole? Bias aside,
he was so flattered he couldn't even speak.
I mean, what am I expecting? I mean, utter
like,
greatness.
Like, sound wise, is it going to sound like 2014? Is it going to sound like the?
If we know anything from Cole, every album is different in the fact of the direction that he takes.
Right.
So whatever creative direction that he takes is going to be something that we haven't heard. I mean, KOD was something we've never heard. The one before that, and the one before that. It's just how he does the album. Nothing really is the same. and I appreciate it about him. Yep. So I'm just looking for something something more unique, something that's creative, something that people are not expecting from J. Cole.
Yeah, I think he's. I do think he's going to drop though. My question was going to be, do y'all think he's actually going to drop? Because there has nothing been confirmed.
He might wait till the last.
Like, he might pull a December.
I don't feel like anything would be wrong with that. I just feel like, in my opinion,
I think I drop his artist.
Yeah, because you got Boz and you got
Jid and Earth Gang coming out.
Ari maybe working again. But like I say, I'm interested to see how his album From the Top is. Like, this would be his blueprint. This would be his All Eyes on Me, where he's feeling himself. Everybody else is feeling him. Like, 2014 wasn't that really. For Your Eyes Only wasn't that really. And even K.O.D., though people respected Cole, he still had the sleep shit and he boring.
And the jokes and yeah.
These last 2 years, he's dead at all that, in my opinion, at least with the features. Like, maybe people didn't fuck with the album, but you can't listen to his features on what he did to a lot of this shit and be like, he's still, like, some slaw. So I can't wait to see. This would be his, I feel like, blueprint.
He still has his detractor. Shout out to J-Ho.
My last one real quick that I am looking forward to that I think will drop that has been teased for the last couple of months now, Future and Drake. What a time to be alive! Yeah.
I think that might be coming. Yeah, I think we get an Aubrey solo this year.
I said that at the beginning of the year that we're not going to get a Drake solo this year.
It's coming out in 3 days.
Allegedly, people were rumoring that there had a rumor that it was coming out 9/6. I think that's going to be What a Time to Be Alive, if it's anything.
I think it's
because Future's been teasing records.
Has he?
Yeah, he's been playing shit, but he also did this about 3 months ago too, though. To be fair.
The extent I've seen a Future out of memes, she belongs to the streets.
She belongs to the streets now.
Now, that's cold right there.
Tough it is.
But I'm looking forward to this. I do think we get it this year. I think we get it sooner than later. I think their collab album, the first joint, was very, very slept on. I think people heard it and was like, oh, okay, it's two people, it's cheat code, blah, blah, blah. But no.
It was.
No, it is. However, yes, you can't take points off because they are a cheat code.
I'm not a big Future fan album of, featuring Drake.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. I was talking this with Jada a few weeks ago. He was trying to convince me. I'm just not the biggest fan of Drake, trap Drake. That's not why I fell in love with Drake.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like to hear Drake try to sound like other people. He has a tendency to do that sometimes. Mm. And I don't.
Usually R&B singers don't sound great when they trap rap.
No, it was cute.
R&B singers. He can't sing, so there's
that. Oh, my God. First of all, the Drake slander will not be tolerated.
He's decent. He's not a good
good enough.
Yeah, he's good.
But no, I am looking forward to this. You need to run that back again. That What a Time to Be Alive is bang.
I like it. It's a good Drake doesn't stand. I mean, I just feel like I'm listening to Future. He just put Drake on there.
And he's just eating Future alive.
No, actually, the best record is Future solo record.
What's his solo?
Jersey.
Fuck out of here,
dude. I think Diamond Dance is the best record.
And because of Future.
Yeah, what? Because
of Future?
Back at the
Nigga, Drake talked on that motherfucker and lit it up, dude.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think Aubrey outshined Future on that album at all.
I don't know.
That's why a lot of people say it's Future's album featuring Drake.
Yeah, that's fair. What are you looking forward to, man? I know you mentioned Nicole. What else you got?
Pretty much we cover everything. Everything you guys looking forward to. Looking forward to Cole. Definitely Big Sean.
Run the Jewels.
I forgot about that. Run the Jewels. It's a lot of people, actually, I'm looking forward to that I want to hear. I just feel like we haven't had a lot of music come out this year.
Yeah.
Like last year, it was a ton of music that come out.
Yeah. I think last year there were events, there were moments.
Yeah. I want to hear a Benny solo project, like a real album.
Full length?
Yeah, full length Benny studio album. I don't know if we get that in the fourth quarter, but. You know, this is on my list.
I saw Jay might be working on something. Did you see that?
Jay-Z?
Yep.
I'd rather hear what?
Oh, damn. Y'all Benny? Glossed over that, Jay-Z. Would you rather hear Benny or Conway? Would y'all rather hear Conway?
I don't. Benny is by far my favorite.
Conway.
You'd rather hear Conway. You'd rather hear Benny.
Benny's by far my favorite.
Jay-Z's working on that.
Allegedly.
Oh, God.
Are we on God in that?
Yes, man.
God. Why?
I love Hov. Come on, man.
It's a little bit of overload, though. It's a little bit of Hov news.
I was
going to
say, right now, like, Hov, you take a vacation.
Yeah, bro.
We're going to be completely
I don't want to hear another album.
Take a vacation.
Really?
I don't.
It may be banging and everything, but like, Hov just need a vacation, bro.
I'm scared, man. I don't want to do
it. Okay.
Yeah, Hov need a vacation.
I get that. Do we get a Kendrick by the end of the year?
I don't think so. I hope we do, but I don't think so. It's no indication, but we might.
It is September 3rd as we are recording this. Do we get a full-length Kendrick project, 14 songs, before December 31st?
So, you had Sir.
Yep.
You got
Schoolboy.
Yep.
And you got one more, usually from TDE. TDE usually give you 3 albums a year.
Yeah.
So the question is it going to be Ab Soul, Kendrick Lamar, Black Hippie?
So you
so
can
it's
cross,
not going to be Black
yeah,
Hippie.
You can cross one of those out right now.
I'm not sure if Ab Soul has been seen in the last year.
He has not.
I have.
Isaiah Rashad allegedly has been working on something, unfortunately.
It don't count.
Yeah. Okay.
But not, no. I mean, but I'm not dropping. No, I'm not dropping Isaiah Rashad in the fourth quarter if I'm TDE.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Be completely.
Now you can drop.
Maybe a SZA,
or possibly a SZA.
And they don't do that. So yeah. So yeah. SZA or Kendrick Lamar, and I feel like we might have a Kendrick album. It's about time. I feel like he's been teasing niggas long enough.
If we can get Drake, Cole, and Kendrick in the fourth quarter,
that'd
be happy.
That'll make up for this year.
That'll 1,000,000%
make up for this year.
That I would be happy.
Because you're going to have Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Sean.
And Sean.
And maybe Jay.
Possibly Kanye, Jay, and Pusha T.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because we know Sean is coming. That's
for sure. We know Ye is coming.
The other three, you know, it's just we don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. Man, y'all let us know what projects are y'all looking forward to. Is there anyone who we mentioned that can go ahead and sit this one out? Let us know. Go to Facebook on the Rap Chat. Leave a comment on IG and Twitter at On Deck TV Podcast. We have another music break, sir.
Yes, we do. This record is from Earth Gang off the up-and-coming Mirrorland album. This one is called Up.
That's it. One for the money and two for the loot. Run with booze, best tie your shoe. I make all your dreams and nightmares come true. I've got all that I want, now I've got you. Now get back on your feet like giraffe, elephant, kangaroo. Can't come through these promises, bless you cool, unless you know the who's who. You in my world now, I make the rules. I say who lives, I say who dies. I push the button, I save the kids, delete your crew. Call me John Q, call me Olu. That was Earth Gang, Dreamville's own Earth Gang with Up. How you feel about
Atlanta's
it?
Atlanta's own.
What is this shit? I can't get jiggy with this shit. What is this? Give me my money back. My best Michael Blackson voice. I have no idea why people would listen to that. That's weird. Oh, wow. The song's weird. You're like never- I get they're trying to do their weird thing. But it's too up tempo for me personally. If it's gonna be that weird, is like I'm out.
Yeah, this song ain't it.
You weren't a fan of Bomb Over Baghdad back in the day?
I was just about to say.
A lot of people are though. You
know. They're doing their best Outkast impersonation. Yeah, not and I don't mean that in a negative way.
Right,
either,
it's cool.
Though.
Right, right.
Because yeah, they don't sound like them. It's just that's what it reminds me of.
It's fun. It's out the box, like
yeah, and that's what I like about
it. Ain't for me.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it.
They'll have fun without me. Yeah. This is not make me look forward to the album. I like what they did on the Dreamville album.
Yeah, they
though.
Killed it being odd in that way.
Yeah, yeah. This song ain't it though.
Odd. What was odd on the Dreamville?
No, I mean
being
it
them
didn't sound like exactly. Oh, yeah. They were being Earth Gang. It didn't sound like the other people that were on it.
Yeah, well, I think on the Dreamville album it was more of Johnny Venus by himself. This
Maybe
one
we need that.
Well, I mean, is it 2 of them? Right?
Yes. Okay. I like this song because I know I expect this from them.
Yeah.
Because I know I listened to them before. So
gotcha.
This ain't it, bro.
I like it a lot. I mean, I think a lot of people do like it if you are a fan of them and you're part of that cult following. So I look for this is I'm definitely looking forward to that. However, they had a version of this song on Color. What's that they do on YouTube? The Color.
Yeah, where they standing in a booth and it's all colors.
Now, and that version I like better than this version. Mm-hmm. I will say that. Now, that was super hard.
Probably because of the visual, too, right? Because that song seemed like it would go with something.
Yeah,
like
it was just, it was that dope. It was really dope.
This ain't it.
But yeah.
Before we move on, groups and cult followers, Lil Brother had a dope ass interview on It's the Real. I fuck with Jeff and Eric. Mm. Just want to shout that out. If y'all get a chance to say shit, it's really good. Yeah, did you know they were beefing?
Yeah, at one point. Yeah,
I did not know them niggas didn't like each other at one point.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they stopped doing shit. That shit was good as fuck.
Poo and Ponte.
Yeah.
Y'all check out Patreon for that Lil Brother review right now.
Tough. Leading to.
All right, now, before we get out of here, let's talk hip-hop books, guys.
Oh, God.
Two new books are in stores right now.
That's a terrible cover.
Rough right there.
We have a book called Hustlenomics, Money, Ownership, and Business Lessons Inspired by Nipsey Hussle. It's an unofficial book. No one in Nipsey's party is
that's why we canceling
part it. Of this.
Oh,
and then also we have Hurricanes, a memoir by Rick Ross. Mm. Are these must reads or must skips?
I wouldn't hear for either one of them. And the Nipsey one, just because it seems nasty. I don't know the person that wrote it.
Their name is Ash Cash.
You serious?
Yeah.
Right, come so, on, yeah, man. I'm out. I'm yeah. out on that. Because if you're going to write a finance book, then write a finance book. Make some little cute twist and put Nipsey in there, but don't put it in the Hustle and try to get people to buy it just because of Nipsey Hustle. And I don't care if you're just going back, rehashing all this interview. That's some slaw. Mm. Especially since no one from his people is getting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, come on, like, man.
I don't like
that. My Trinidad
that.
James voice, skip!
Yeah, I don't like that. But the Rick Ross was a skip as well until I listened to his Breakfast Club interview. And they leaned more towards talking about the book than they did the album, which was interesting to me because never did I think in a million years that he would be opening a book. I just didn't think that was possible. But I heard Charlamagne talking. Charlamagne, I don't know if I should take it with a grain of salt because he's very good at pubbing the books. So I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. But just from how he was talking about on Breakfast Club, how open he was, some of the stories that he mentioned, that's the side of Rick Ross that I've always wondered about. So yeah. I'm here for that.
No,
he got a book signed on the 10th down here, too.
Well, he's a very good storyteller.
Yeah, it's a book signed. He's going to be here signing the book down here. I'll give you the location. We can put it somewhere.
I might pull up to that, though.
It's Tuesday.
Because I wasn't going to fuck with the book either for that same reason. We know how Ross is. We know Ross is in character all the time. He's super serious. Thanks. He can't laugh. He can't. But as of recently, within maybe a year or two, maybe even three, he's opened up a little more.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Been a little more transparent. And yes, Charlamagne, coming off of two books now, sold the fuck out of this memoir right here. Like, I'm talking about without even. That was a brilliant selling.
You know what he paid Charlamagne for that commercial, but boy.
And he didn't even gas it just on some. It wasn't even like an obvious, blatant gas. Nah. It was just like a legitimate. It seemed very genuine.
I want to know about that.
I did.
I feel like I'm missing out. So
I said, shit, I might have to cop this damn Rick Ross book.
It's the same person that. Collaborated with Gucci on his book.
Ah, okay.
I was just about to say that even the cover seems similar.
Yeah, it's the same person.
Yeah. The only hip hop book that I was looking forward to and I already did read was that Jay Prince book. Mm-hmm. So
that was a letdown, I ain't gonna lie.
It was just a lot of stories. It was
10 books in one.
Yeah. But we talked about this earlier this year about Rick Ross' book. I wasn't checking for it then. I'm not checking for it now. However, I mean, I get the Cliff Notes. Y'all tell me I'm not going to just read this book.
I think I'm going to fuck with it. Although, I mean, I've got like the last three or four hip-hop books I've started and didn't finish. I didn't finish Jay Prince. I didn't finish Scarface.
That's understandably so.
I didn't finish Scarface.
I need my Scarface book back. Too.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Appreciate it.
And I didn't finish Gucci. I didn't even start Gucci's yet. It's sitting in my iPad chilling. I ain't even
Gucci
started it.
Book is good.
Is it?
Yes. For a Gucci man. Like,
are you saying that as a Gucci man fan?
No, not even as a fan, but just think the book starts out with him throwing the girl out the car.
Oh,
like
shit.
It starts there.
Okay. So he talking about some shit.
Yeah,
though.
Like he talking about everything. So well not everything.
What was his reasoning?
I'll let you read it.
I don't know.
But he didn't have good reasoning.
Of course. I knew it wasn't gonna happen. That's why
well the reason he threw out was if you look, this is what happened.
He started a hip hop book club.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That might be dope.
Maybe then I'll finish some of these damn books.
Yeah, shout out to Rick Ross.
Hip hop book ever.
Yeah, he's doing his promo run. So I'm on Good Morning America. My homeboy said like a jelly bean and in his blue outfit.
Made like in a one piece on.
Did you see that? Ross any kind of way? No, I did not.
That like a one piece, bro.
Oh man,
I don't think it is one, but it looked like one.
Yeah, man.
So I think I'm gonna fuck with that book.
That's Pee Wee Longway album cover, ain't it?
Exactly.
Blue Eminem.
Before we get out of here, man, we got an on decker of the week. I'm on YouTube again with it.
Okay.
Shout out to David Johnson. He commented
running back for the Cardinals.
I think it might be him.
Cool.
He commented on the TM104. He said, hey guys, can you review Freddie Gibbs and Madlib Bandana?
Hell no.
We actually already did. Go to patreon.com/realville and the review is right there, David Johnson.
Yeah, phenomenal album.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it's fire.
Clearly, that's David Banner's burner account.
David Banner?
Johnson? Excuse me. What's his name? Freddie Gibbs. That's Freddie Gibbs' burner account.
Did y'all see the shit he got going on with his David son's Johnson. Mama?
Who?
Freddie Gibbs. Y'all know he had a son, first off.
Yeah.
I did not.
Eric Dickerson's daughter. It's his baby mom.
That's the
girl.
Daughter.
That's the girl.
That's his daughter.
Yeah, he got a little girl.
That's the mother of his daughter.
He said with his son's mom.
Now he has a little boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now.
Yes.
So he has a new child.
Yes.
So he don't date
Eric. So what's going on?
Dickerson's
tell us.
Daughter.
So
no, now, they broke up a while ago.
They broke up. So she took to Twitter and was insinuating that he, number one, he doesn't see the kid and all this type of stuff she was throwing out there. But then she said that he put a hit out on him.
On her?
Yeah.
Damn. Is that like the new thing?
While she was pregnant or?
No, nah, post.
Oh, she, he, this is all, this is speculation.
Clearly, but I just thought it was interesting. I was like, what the fuck?
They must, was this recently, like around the Boogie Cousin shit?
They must hate each other.
No, this was like 2-3 days ago.
So Boogie Cousin
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, basically. Huh?
Jesus.
Yeah,
y'all, he's gotta calm down.
Jesus Christ.
Shit crazy. That's all I'm gonna say.
Watch you, watch where you leave your kids.
Yeah, watch where you get pregnant.
You get pregnant out here in these streets.
That's a fact, man.
That's my biggest fear.
Baby, new music, what we got?
Disgruntled baby mom. Let's start with last week. We Jesus Christ. We had a few things come out last week. First with Common Let Love. Actually, it's a pretty dope project.
I don't believe that.
That won't get reviewed on Patreon.
It won't get heard.
Yeah. Your Legend Disrespect is crazy. Actually, it's a really good album.
I don't believe it.
We Love You, Tekka came out from Lil Tekka.
That shit was fucking garbage.
That's Young Boy shit.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's Young Boy.
Oh, my God.
Shy Glizzy had a little EP that came out called Aloha. And Bun B had one as well.
That's not that bad.
That was garbage, too.
No, that Bun B wasn't that bad, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I listened to that first song. I couldn't believe that Bun B was like a party, happy day, Bun B day song.
Yeah.
The first song?
It ain't that bad, though.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Alchemist with Yacht Rock, too.
That was all right.
Yeah, I like Alchemist. That was
strange. She's gonna leave my guy off?
Oh, yeah. And Joel Ortiz.
Yeah, on purpose. And goddamn Monday, Joel Ortiz is banging.
Yeah.
Shit. Album is banging.
It's getting skipped like Common.
No, nah, it's better than that Common, I promise.
Have you listened to the Common?
No.
All right.
And I still promise you that Joel Ortiz.
See what they do?
It's better
they don't even
than
listen.
That.
They don't even listen.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm jaded because his acting. I figure if he's acting that bad, he can't be a good rapper anymore.
He's a legend.
That's true. Yeah.
He's not a legendary actor.
That B is banging.
But
he's not a legendary actor at all.
No, no, no.
Woof.
That Queen Latifah movie, when he was a basketball player, did it for me.
That was trash.
It was a 5'10 power forward.
Exactly. He was ridiculous. Y'all pick Common to be a basketball player? Got it.
Trash.
This week, we have Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding, coming out. And we have What I'm Looking For, Mirrorland by Earth Gang, coming out. Childish Major is coming out Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Childish Major. And Ghostface Killah is supposed to be coming out with Ghostface Killahs as well.
Interesting.
He's still putting out music, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gotta love the grind.
You want that money.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it.
He need that shit. Well, I ain't gonna say need it, but he wanted all that money he missed out on that we seen from the documentary. He's looking for that now. He want that.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Oh, what's this weekend, man? Oh, we got a Madden tournament this weekend, man. Shout out to guys over there.
Is it too late to sign up?
I'm finna body that shit.
I don't
shit.
Think it is, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I might jump in that thing.
Shout out to the guys over at Dead End, like what they're doing over there, man. I got to practice this week. My gamer tag is I Am Spike Lou. If you're looking for me, help me out this week, people. Challenge me to a game or two.
Is it all on PlayStation? On everything?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. The world plays PlayStation. Xbox.
I just showed you. Xbox. Shout out to Ronnie 2K. Shout out to the game. Real gamers play Xbox.
Ronnie 2K.
Yes, this weekend, of course, football. My Packers are kicking shit off Thursday. We're going to beat the shit out the Bears. Hey, listen.
Oh, damn, that's going to be a good one.
Rough season.
Yeah, that's going to be a good-ass game.
That's Thursday's game?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey,
I need to go to a bar and watch
Bowl,
that.
The Super Bowl champions will start with.
Man, we don't give a fuck. It's the Packers, nigga. We don't give a shit about who won the Super Bowl or who didn't.
They trying to get that last little Aaron Rodgers run
hell
in
there.
What
are you
there.
Talking about?
They know this probably the last year y'all going to be relevant.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, so they want to get everything they can get out of y'all.
Call me Green Bay Brown.
Green
I'm
Bray?
Out here.
Green Bray?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but that's going to be dope. Football, obviously, kicking shit off. But then, yeah, I'm going to win the Madden tournament. That's going to be pretty fun.
You enjoy rooting for my boy Zeke this weekend.
Who you
enjoy
playing?
That.
Who you playing with in the tournament?
With Cowboys.
Yeah. You first round exit. Much like in real life.
Cowboys.
Twin, what you got up?
I was supposed to go to One Music Fest this weekend. One Music Fest is here the weekend
nice
in Atlanta.
Lineup.
Big Stace was supposed to come down, but
Stace.
Due to her schedule, she's not coming. But it's all good. I think I'm going to put my head in the Madden tournament. I'm definitely looking forward to football this weekend. Don't call me
NFL
between 1 p.m. and 8. No, fuck that. 10 p.m. on Sunday.
Absolutely.
I'm watching everything.
Y'all ready for this Jay-Z halftime show?
I'm ready for whatever Hove does.
My guy, point me to the merch.
Shout out to Hove bringing people together with this NFL
game.
Yeah.
Course, shout out to him.
Absolutely,
if
man.
If I'm in the tournament, you definitely know I'm rolling with the Eagles. You already know what's going on.
I just want to pick the best team on the game.
Oh, right. They the best team?
Yes.
I didn't know.
on the game. I clearly specified that.
Are they the best team in the game?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they lit on the game. I ain't gonna lie.
Offensive line is really disgusting. Beast. It's really disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm gonna download it tonight.
Man, we'll have the results of that
all night.
These guys will be sad next episode. Yeah. I'll be ecstatic with a trophy on the table.
Leave it.
Next episode. Now, do us a favor, youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast, patreon.com/realville. Go check out those reviews, man. We got about 10, 12 reviews on that motherfucker,
yeah,
man.
Patreon
like,
lit.
Yeah, the Patreon man. Popping. Go check that out.
Missing out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you start watching Leftovers?
Not yet. I'm going to take the listener's suggestion. I will start it eventually. Wow, now I gotta watch Wire.
There's so much I'm watching, I can't.
I was gonna say, if you skip the Wire for the Leftovers, you want one of the biggest
frauds left over.
On earth. Yeah, they need to send you wherever they sent the Leftovers.
Real, my bad. I gotta watch the Wire first, and then I'm gonna hit Leftovers.
I can't wait till you get through with that Wire. You gotta watch season two too. Do not skip season two.
Ugh.
There's certain anecdotes in season 2 you need.
Yes. I'll be the judge of that. iTunes, leave us a comment, rate, and subscribe. Anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, we out, man. We appreciate y'all listening.
Shout out all to everybody.
Sir. Everything, all platforms, YouTube, Patreon, all the feeds, FSP, Fresher Than Your Average Pod. Everything the Realville does, we appreciate everybody that fucks with it. And we out.
We out. This biatch.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.